This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Saeed Khatibzadeh said on Monday that a door could be opening for nuclear talks if the U.S. agrees to lift economic sanctions. He said if the United States comes with the removal of the sanctions, the real removal of the sanctions, it can certainly receive the ticket for returning to the nuclear deal's negotiation room. Otherwise, it will continue to remain outside of the negotiating table. President Joe Biden has signaled that he wants to rejoin the deal. Six cases of the new Omicron variant of COVID-19 have been found in Scotland. Scottish government said Monday it is not yet known where the individual contracted the virus, but some of the cases may be due to community spread and not direct travel. Cases of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus have been popping up in countries on opposite sides of the world, prompting many governments to close their borders. But the World Health Organization is urging against flight bans. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has this.
In a televised address, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa called for the bans to be lifted.
There is no scientific justification whatsoever.
Ramaphosa adds the bans will damage the economies and people of Southern Africa, and rich countries should be offering support.
To access and to manufacture enough vaccine doses for their people with delay.
President Biden's top medical advisor praises South Africa's transparency about the outbreak, but the U.S. is instituting a ban on travel from the region. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells NBC's Meet the Press.
When you diminish or stop or block travel from a particular country, there's a reason for that. It's to give you time to do things.
I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News. Taiwan's president Tsai Ing-wen told visiting lawmakers from Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia on Monday that Taiwan and Europe must work together to defend against authoritarianism and disinformation. Lithuania has been facing sustained pressure from China since allowing the opening of a de facto Taiwanese embassy in its capital. China claims Taiwan has its own territory. Matas Maldeikis, the leader of the Lithuanian parliament's Taiwan Friendship Group, told Tsai in a response their group was in Taipei to express their solidarity with the island. The United States has strongly backed its NATO ally, Lithuania, in its disagreement with China. France announced on Sunday that the European Union's border agency Frontex is going to deploy a plane 24 hours a day over the English Channel coast to monitor migrant crossings. Ministers responsible for immigration from France, Germany, the Netherlands, and Belgium convened in the northern French port of Calais on Sunday afternoon, 4 days after an unprecedented accident saw 27 people drown in the channel. The leaders of several Asian countries have called for boosting economic ties with Afghanistan and pledged to provide assistance to the Afghan people during a summit in Turkmenistan. The countries voiced concerns about the situation in Afghanistan and promised to help stabilize the country, which has never been taken over by the Taliban. The 10 nations are part of the 10-nation Economic Cooperation Organization that includes Turkey, Iran, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and six ex-Soviet nations. Canada's westernmost province of British Columbia is bracing for another downpour that officials said on Sunday could be as bad or worse than a torrent that caused major flooding and deadly mudslides 2 weeks ago. British Columbia Public Safety Minister Mike Farnsworth told reporters Sunday that the next storm to hit the Pacific region is expected late Monday into Wednesday. France is inducting Josephine Baker, the Missouri-born cabaret dancer, French World War II spy, and civil rights activist, into its pantheon. She is the first black woman honored in the final resting place of France's most revered luminaries. On Tuesday, a coffin carrying soils from the U.S., France, and Monaco, places where Baker made her mark, will be deposited inside the domed Pantheon monument overlooking the left bank of Paris. Her body will stay in Monaco at the request of her family. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.